Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Everything Digital, the show where we bring you everything cool, everything hip, and yes, everything that's digital in your world today, especially right here in Nigeria. And as always, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Faith History Nsa, and I'll be your digital guide on this series. Now, today, I've got someone really special. In fact, he came in like literally looking like he just got off a bike. He just came in. He's the biggest guy I've seen in a long time. And yes, his name is Chinedu Azodor, CTO and co-founder of Max.ng. And he's going to tell me why he's wearing a helmet, okay? You know, and some riding boots. And he's going to tell us all about his business and what it has to offer you who's listening right now. Hey, Chinedu, welcome to Everything Digital.
Hi, Faith. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. So talk to me about you. What's your background? Did you start in logistics, or are you more techie? Like, which one is it? Who are you?
I mean, I started out doing tech. Mm-hmm. Today I'm everything. What's up, Nigeria? I have to give a shout out to my people. Mm-hmm. So I started out doing technology. Today I do a lot of like tech and logistics.
Okay.
In terms of background, so I mean, I went to Loyola for secondary school. Mm-hmm. Did Futo for 2 years, got a part scholarship, and then went to America.
What part of America?
Chicago, Midwest.
Chicago. Yeah. Oof, with those cold.
It was horrible.
Winters.
I lived literally by the lake.
Oh,
it was like the winters were nasty, and then the summer would just be humid.
Amazing. Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
but very pretty,
but like really humid. So it was one of the things you wanted to be in an air conditioned room all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, it was terrible. But yeah, so I did that. I did a dual degree then. Mm-hmm. Electrical engineering and computer engineering.
Okay.
Graduated 2012. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2012. Then went on to work for Wall Street. I spent a couple of years at Barclays. Mm-hmm. Working as a software engineer. So worked prime brokerage, HFTs, a bunch of other stuff. So after all that, I went to MIT. I went to business school there. Mm-hmm. Did a concentration on finance.
All right.
Finished 2015 summer. Mm-hmm. The next part was deciding that I was going to not accept any of the job offers I had.
Right. And come back home.
I was also going to stop recruiting and looking for more job offers. And then focus on building Max. We've been growing 23% month on month as well, for example, annualized. So that's, that supports that belief. There's actually data to back that up. And we've grown from January last year when we had, 8-9 riders to now where we have about 120 riders. And obviously, in fact, in the past 4 months or three since June, mm-hmm. we've gone from 22, 23 riders to 120.
Wow, that's
so like it's literally
jump.
It's a massive jump, right? Which obviously has created with massive jumps everywhere within the business.
Okay, so this takes me to my next question. You're mentioning riders. My audience still wants to know, what do the riders do? What does Max do?
My bad.
But hold that thought.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break. Let's hear from our sponsor, MTN. And then when we come back, we're going to hear all about Max.ng, what it does, what your riders do. Are they all like you? Like, what's going on? You guys are taking over. We'll be right back, guys. You're listening to Everything Digital.
So, what did you do when you got your first bike?
I rode it to all my friends' houses in one day.
When you got your first sunglasses?
Whoa. I was so excited, I wore it even at night.
And your first wristwatch?
Awesome! I swam with it and wore it to sleep every night for 7 good days.
And now that you're in secondary school, what will you do when you get your first smartphone?
Yay! The whole world will hear me scream!
This season, surprise your child with an MTN smartphone for as low as 13,000 Naira with a 3-month data bonus offer available at all designated MTN stores nationwide.
And we're back. Before we went on break, I've been talking to Chinedu Azodor, who is the CTO and co-founder for Max.ng. And now he's going to tell us what they do, right? So we've been talking about your background. Okay. Now let's talk about your baby, right? It's brand new baby. Well, not super brand new, but you guys have teeth now. You're a toddler.
Yeah, a toddler.
Right? So talk to us about Max. What does it do? What do you guys do there?
Okay. So Max is a short for Metro Africa Express.
Metro Africa Express.
Express, yes.
Okay.
Like without the E, it's just Express. So Max is a mobility company. Mm. We say mobility, not just logistics, because we do both delivery and transportation.
Got it.
Right. We connect a professional network of motorcycle riders with businesses and individuals who have a need. When we talk about having need, you need to do a delivery. We're here for you. We focus hyperlocally, meaning we're doing a lot of intrastate, so within Lagos, and we're doing wherever cities we're in. Transportation is also intra-city, so we're doing moving around within the city as well. Why we are different, because I know that's something a lot of people wonder.
Yeah.
And we guarantee delivery anywhere in Lagos in under 3 hours. And in any city we're in, we guarantee delivery in under 3 hours.
Under 3 hours?
Under 3 hours.
Guaranteed delivery.
Guaranteed.
And how do people reach you? Like, how do they get in touch with you?
You can go on the website. It's www.maxmax, M as in macro, A as in alpha, X as in xylophone, .ng.
Okay.
We have mobile apps on the Android and the iOS stores.
So you can download that?
You can download that. You can either search Max or Max Go. It will show up with our mobile apps.
All right.
You can download that. You can use that to place your deliveries. We give you real-time tracking. So that's tracking. So you can
you know
essentially,
where your rider is.
You know where your rider is. You know when the order has been picked up. You know when it's been delivery. You know when the guy delivers the package, if you're the guy who is sending. There are all these SMS live notifications that go out. I mean, you still get the normal push notifications to the mobile app and to the web app. But like, there's a lot of all these other notifications, SMSs that go out from end to end just to make sure that the entire process is seamless for people.
Nice.
For transport, right? In fact, generally, within our network, the riders we recruit, we put them through psychometric testing.
So tell me about psychometric testing.
All right. So what that does is we create psych profiles of riders that are successful within business, people want to continue to work with, and essentially train our machine learning and AI recruiting system to look for more people like those kinds of people. So when you come in, the first thing you do is to do a written test. And the written test, you answer a bunch of questions, the system creates a profile, does comparisons, and then grades you and says, oh, you're the kind of, like, maybe 100%, between what you're like 100%, 95%, you're 75%, you're 40%.
And does this work?
It actually works.
Wow.
Recently, in the past 2 months, we started doing transportation with motorcycles. Okay. We don't use the traditional Okadas, the really small ones, just because there's a lot of issues with regulation, you know, where can it go, where it cannot go.
Right.
So what we do is we work with financing organizations as well as some of our own money, and we finance riders, and we help them get bikes, and they pay for these bikes over time. It's almost like a hire purchase contract.
Oh, nice.
Right? And in that time, they are working with us.
Got it.
Right? So it allows us to be able to guarantee income to them, at the same time allow them to pay off and own an asset, and then be essentially individual business people over the long term. You can actually use the app and place transport requests. You can use the same app to place a delivery request. It's very nicely delineated for you. People who are used to using apps like maybe Uber, Taxify, will be very comfortable with the interface.
So you need to get on a bike from point A to point B. You're stuck in traffic. You can actually place a transport request.
And the guy will show up and pick you up and go.
Chai.
Instant. Simple.
Love it.
So like, for example, if we're going from, say, Yinka Bello Street, Lekki Phase 1, going to 1004 in VI, for those who know Lagos, that'll cost you maybe 300 naira, 350.
Which is very
versus
affordable.
Say 600 naira with most other services, right? If you're going from VI to Yaba, 800 naira, 750, right? That's kind of what you're going to pay if you're going from Federal Palace Hotel in VI to like the middle of Yaba. Similarly, if you're going from Yaba to Ikoyi, 800 naira,
right?
And typically you're getting there in like 25, 20, 30 minutes.
Because you're beating traffic.
Because you're beating traffic. And the guys are not speeding. I mean, they don't go beyond, I think it's 60 kilometers per hour.
Nice.
They don't go beyond that. And most
times. So that's why you came in with a helmet. You rode with one of your drivers.
There's just too much traffic right now in Lekki.
Okay. And just now, speaking of riding with your riders, sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
I saw you with a helmet.
Yes.
For transportation, does the customer also have to wear a helmet?
Yes. So every customer gets a hairnet. The blue hairnet I was actually wearing.
Yes, I saw that.
That's the rider gave that to me.
Okay, so you get a hairnet.
You get a hairnet and you get a helmet.
And a helmet.
If it's raining, you get a raincoat.
And a raincoat.
If there's an accident, there's money kept aside for that up to, I think, 175,000.
So you're insured.
So you're insured. I mean, we've not had any accidents, so that's great to see.
Thank God.
But that also has a lot to do with the fact that our drivers are just generally safer.
They're safer.
They're more careful. They're not being reckless. And then the bikes we use also follow regulation. So for example, we can't pick up two passengers at once.
Right.
Picking up two passengers as once is responsible for more than 60% of motorcycle accidents in Nigeria.
Ooh, wow.
Picking up two passengers at once responsible for more than 60%. We do things like using helmets. If you fall off your bike without a helmet, so if you fall off your bike and you're wearing a helmet, you're 60% less likely to have any issues. Right.
Versus without one,
where you can have more like injuries, right?
Mm-hmm. So now we've talked about the product, we've talked about who your customers are, mm-hmm. And how to be able to get in touch with the product and order it. Can we talk about future real quickly before we go?
Okay.
We're running out of time. We want to talk about future growth. Now you're in Lagos, you're handling Lagos. Any other city, states plan to dominate Africa with this product? Max?
I mean, obviously the goal is to dominate across the continent.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, we're supposed to be in a couple of new cities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut until we actually do it because
right.
we want the work to speak for itself.
Okay.
So next year we're going to be in a couple of new cities.
Current cities,
we're only in Lagos.
Okay, we're only in Lagos. Okay.
We have partnerships that allow us to do interstate deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we don't really own that end-to-end. The challenge with that is there's a lot of reliability issues here and there. It's just a mess.
So right now Lagos, and then
so right now Lagos.
As it grows, you go into other cities.
As it grows, into other cities. We have a couple marked out. So if you're in any of those cities, I will not announce anything. Be on the lookout. If you want us to come to your city, tweet at us, send us a post that to us, go and comment on our page on Instagram. Our Twitter handle is max.ng, maxdotng. I'll take it again, @ maxdotng.
Okay.
That's the same thing on Twitter. It's the same thing on Instagram. It's also a handle on Facebook. So Facebook is maxdotng as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chinedu Azodor. You've created something. You've just leveled up the game in terms of riding, transportation, logistics, and of course, you know, biking across this beautiful city of ours. And I'm looking forward to, you know, experiencing it. If you're listening to this show, you're just tuning in, we've been talking to Chinedu Azodor of max.ng, which is basically a riding service, a ride sharing, not really ride sharing, it's a transportation and logistics riding service company that basically has taken the Okada digital. Yeah, digital Okada, the process of putting on new drivers, the process of verifying drivers, the way your products are delivered, the way they deal with their customers is pretty much all based on technology, and it's very digital, and we love it. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we'd love to have you come on more as you spread across other cities.
Definitely love to do that.
All right, guys. We've got some more Everything Digital, very little. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Yeah, what's happening? My name is Files, a.k.a. Files the Bad Guy. Please, I have one question for you. What if I come surprise you in your house and we have a great party? Yeah, this can be you. Irregardless of circumstance or location of your resident, I can still bring the party to your house. Just participate in the conversation with the hashtag Pulse House Party and visit at Hempton Hengi social media to fill the form. So simple. It's not difficult. We don't have any concern. Just be on Hempton Hengi Pulse and arrange your sitting room for me. Point your hair con or silly fan and squeeze me big. The Pulse House Party is going down every Friday from November 10th to the 1st of December by 6 p.m. sharp. You can stream live on Instagram or Facebook from anywhere and still participate in the party. Empty Help Pulse special data of 500 Naira for 1 GB allow you to stream incredulously. Wahoo! Excuse please, dial *406# with immediate effect.
And so that's the show for you today. I hope you guys will definitely try out this new brand that we found for you, max.ng. And of course, if you missed the show for any reason, you can always catch it again by just going to our website, www.everythingdigitalmedia.com, and you can listen to a podcast on our website. Until next time, please follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and of course, we're on Twitter. Just look for Everything Digital. So that's goodbye from me, your girl, Faith History. Toodles!
Everything Digital.
Everything Digital is proudly brought to you by MTN. This is a Faith History production.